Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you can find the time to stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome into the second hour of Primetime. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Patrick Harris, Will Ortner sitting in for the boys as Roppy is chilling at home, and the big Zook is, I believe, on a beach somewhere with a Mai Tai.
I hope he's got the all-inclusive.
But don't worry, for all of you people who absolutely love me, Isachi will be back tomorrow.
That's right. I think it's him and I tomorrow.
I think it's you two tomorrow. My email is correct.
I'm thinking back in the producer chair. Although he might bring someone in. I don't know.
So you're stuck with us for the next 3 hours. Don't worry. I hate it too.
A lot of ball to action.
The Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, after the sale. VancouverFord.com. I got me a 2022 Ford Bronco Sport in the parking lot. I got about a year and a half ago from them, and they are absolutely fantastic. Shout out to P1 Rufio, who asks that this chair is pumped up a little bit. Are my feet dangling? You better believe it, amigo. Absolutely. My feet are probably a solid foot off the ground.
Do you ever swing your feet?
No,
when you're up that high?
I hate it.
I will. I love doing it at a bar.
Well, yeah, because you're 6'5".
Yeah,
well,
I know, but it's like
5'6".
Really,
if I swing my feet, I'm like, God, I hate my life.
Like, I think it's funny to have like my feet dangling and swinging my feet, and then being like, yeah, guys. So, like, what bar should we go to next? Should we get into a fight tonight and then swing my feet? Like, you see a hot.
You're just excited.
See a hot, swing
like
my
a
feet.
Dog wagging its tail.
Yeah, like a kid.
Just Will wagging, rolling his feet on a chair.
Hey, I'm not ashamed to admit I've swung my feet and then turned over and been like, so, you come here often? Like, what's going on?
Well, guys under 6 foot don't have that luxury. We don't, like, want to just get that feeling of, like, being a kid swinging our legs.
I'm just a giant kid,
No.
I've never changed, and I'm never going to.
No, I don't want to.
I like being a kid.
So we got a lot to get to for the rest of the show. We got In the News coming up in a half hour. Plus, we'll dive into some NBA stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, fair or foul, a little hot corner action going on at bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. So stick around to that. Plus, the club, as always. But some new details have come in. Will and I were discussing whether or not to talk about it yesterday, and I'm kind of glad we didn't, because there's some more things coming around when it comes to regional sports networks and just TV deals in general. And when you look at this age, and Will, you can attest to this best, even though I'm probably in the same boat as you, nobody in your age range is paying for cable.
No. God, no.
Mostly because nobody in your age range can afford cable.
No, we're either on apps that parents are paying for, or friends are paying for, or maybe we're going to the East.
Going east. Yeah,
to, and finding a stream or something.
Yeah, East is a great place to be.
I'm in my 30s, and I still use my parents' TV. Like, any login for cable channels, that's all my dad.
Netflix, yeah, Hulu, same thing.
Yeah, now, I am a person who, you know, makes big bucks. Big bucks over here.
I am 1080 the fan.
Making that huge salary as the person who comes here the least. And we have kind of everything. Right. So I got all the things. I pay for it all, and I also pay for YouTube TV so I can watch my sports. But when you look at it, I still have some friends that pay for cable, but not many.
My parents do.
Yeah. I think the older generation still pays for cable a little bit. So the last really big domino to fall in the cable discussion of its imminent death is really sports.
Yeah.
That's all we're kind of waiting on.
Well, and that's why it's been able to stay afloat at all, is because of sport. They've had control of sports.
Yeah, it's the TNTs with the NBA. It's
college football, ESPN.
ESPN with college football, and Fox with the Big Noon Kickoff. And although Fox's Big Noon Kickoff is on Fox, which you can get for free.
Mm-hmm. But then FS1 usually gets some FS1 Pac-12
gets some other stuff. ESPN 1 and 2 has games all day.
ESPN Plus has all the small school games. Mm-hmm. So
but there is still some value to have those channels, however you get them.
Right.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to that and seeing really kind of what push things want to go. I want to start with a couple stuff, and then we'll kind of open it up for discussion here. The Atlanta Braves, if you live in Atlanta, the Atlanta Braves are 2 years removed from winning a World Series. They are probably, in my opinion, the odds-on favorite to win the World Series right now. I think they're the best team top to bottom. I know the Dodgers are great, but that's just 1-4 in Glasnow.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves are one of, if not the best team in baseball, and you in Atlanta can no longer watch them if you are an Xfinity owner, because the Bally Sports Group, which is Diamond, have screwed this thing up so bad that as they're in their middle of their bankruptcy stuff, they are now in a battle with Xfinity, Comcast, who have now said, kick rocks. We don't want to deal with you.
Which worked so well for the Pac-12 network, where they only were on Xfinity.
Right. So we've got this. The next situation is NBC. Mm-hmm. Now you enter NBC, okay? There's been talk of ESPN, Turner, and Fox joining together and creating an evil empire. It's so shocking that those three would actually, like, what is it like when those execs get in the same room? Is it like Spider-Man where they've all got guns at each other? You know,
smells like sulfur.
They just want to kill each other.
Yeah.
Is this building on fire?
Like, hey, you know how we killed cable 10 years ago? Let's just recreate it.
Yeah.
But under our own vision. We just talked about this. Stealing ideas.
Yeah, stealing ideas. But there seems to be somebody who's felt a little left out of that discussion, and that would be NBC.
Mm-hmm.
NBC, rumors are swirling that NBC is courting the NBA with a $2.5 billion media deal that would dismiss TNT from its current product.
Well, wow. And I feel like
that deal ends at the end of the 24-25 season, so next season.
I feel like NBA or NBC has to do this, because think about it. What does NBC have sports-wise? Like right now, most of what cable TV is being watched is sports.
Yep.
And the stuff that isn't being watched.
And I think 24-hour news, but you know, I get my news from Facebook because it's true there.
Right. So most of what's being watched on cable, it's sports, and it's not really the TV shows anymore. So when you look at NBC, what does NBC have? You have Notre Dame Irish football games.
A Saturday morning baseball game.
You have a Saturday morning baseball game.
They did get a playoff game.
You have a Sunday night.
Sunday night football night in America. That's a big.
You got some. Do they still have, like, they had Big Ten football last year too, at least on Peacock.
That's right. You got so, big, but you get one game. You get one Big Ten
one game.
So that's so. This is piecemeal.
They've got WWE.
And then you have the Olympics.
They've got WWE. You're also forgetting a big one.
EPL.
They have Premier League.
Right, but from an American audience, you have a lot of one-offs.
I mean, I own Peacock because it has EPL.
EPL. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, and The Office. Come on.
Well, but yeah, and The Office.
For the most part.
And I watched Oppenheimer on it, too.
Oh, there you go. But for the most part, what they have are one-offs, right? They have, like, once a week, twice a week, you know, whatever.
Text line Kentucky Derby.
Where if you're NBC and you can go get NBA and you now get the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday night game or whatever TNT has now currently, all of a sudden you drive a lot more eyeballs back to your station. Now, I don't think it's going to lead to people watching John Cryer's new TV show, you know, that he keeps getting reruns because he was really funny on Two and a Half Men. But it's at least going to get people to see the advertisements, and that's going to drive up advertisement dollars, and it's a good deal on their part. But this is why you're starting to see so much money being thrown at sports, because it's the only thing that's going to get a consistent audience in, because live sports, everyone still wants to see them. You can wait and see the new season of SWAT when it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah, Bad Batch is a Star Wars show that I tried to stay up to midnight last night to watch, and I fell asleep, so I watched it this morning. Right. I did not like fall asleep during the Mariner game and watch it this morning.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do that ever.
No, you can go and watch live sports. It feels like a desperate move from NBC, but it also feels like a move that they know they have to make.
So I want to start this real thing, and then we'll switch over to NBC. I want to take this from a TNT perspective.
Yeah.
And from an NBA perspective. Say if NBC is offering $2.5 billion for the NBA deal, and TNT comes back to you and says, I got 1.75. That's the best I can do.
You can't. You have to take the most money, because any less, I mean, we've already wondered if TV deals
but
are
going to... But what I'm asking
is
there any way on this face of the earth can NBC recreate Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq?
I think that the way...
Is that not the most important pre, half, post-game show of any sport in North America?
And it's the best one, but I'll tell
you... As far as what it does for their sport.
Right. I'll tell you right now. Well, the irony is the second best one is the NHL version that's on TNT
right.
with Biz. But I'll tell you right now, I think that would be part of the deal. When they offer the 2.2, it's, we want those four. Now, the question is,
I don't think it works that way.
Would those four go?
I don't think it works that way. Well, they're all under TNT contracts.
Yeah, and TNT's
but what
been,
else are they doing?
I mean,
they wouldn't be needed for basketball.
TNT's aired the NBA, I think, since the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they aired the NBA at the same time as NBC. So there's a lot of issues contractually that would have to be worked out. I'm not sure Ernie Johnson could just hop over unless there's some sort of payout from one of the corporate
well,
bigwigs.
The whole deal is NBC would cut out Turner. So Turner would lose NBA basketball.
But Ernie Johnson's still been on baseball coverage for TNT. He's still done other sports. Like, he did the Atlanta Braves playoff, or TNT playoffs, and then even Braves games before that. He's been around there forever.
Right, but if you can recreate
Chuck's
that...
Chuck's doing college basketball. That's part of the TNT family.
Right, but so then he's doing college basketball for 2 weeks. Like, I don't know that they would jump over, but if you're NBC and you're making this move, you have to basically give them a blank check and bring them over with you.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you now take all the eyeballs that TNT had and you put them on your channel. If you try and create it your own way,
you'll have what garbage ESPN throws out there every
day. It will not work.
All right, let's hold this discussion real quick. I want to talk about, can NBC become a major player in this? Because there's another factor. We talked EPL. NBC is now trying to push the envelope with that as well. Could they be using this NBA leverage, maybe too much money up front, to push for more control over the landscape? We'll do all that next. That's Will Ordner. I'm Patrick Harris. This is 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to play some basketball, basketball. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dunk it, yay!
It's a great skit. It is really great, and it's just a wonderful song.
Well, it's Tim Robinson and Jason Sudeikis, yeah, and they're just making up words the whole way.
It's really great.
Great SNL skit.
Like a bunch of people breaking left and right.
Right. You know what's funny, though, is like everyone's like, oh, NBA is going to get round ball back. Round ball rock's going to be back. Thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness. And then you've got like the Big Ten and Big East, and they're like, hey, we actually play it too.
Yeah, it never went away.
It was always here.
Doesn't sound as good. Doesn't give you the same implication because it's not, this is the NBA on NBC. It is not that.
I'm Marv Albert. Welcome into Chicago, the United Center.
You guys want me to make you feel old?
Bulls Pacers game 7 for a trip to the finals.
What are you about to say?
I've never known the NBA to be on NBC.
That's insane, dude.
I've never known it to be on NBC. Like
Marv Albert is one of the most Marv Albert, Pat Summerall,
Steve Snapper Jones,
and like I don't know, my oh my, or like the most important dudes ever, Dave Niehaus, most important dudes ever.
I know Dave.
In my life, because that's just what I heard all the time.
Right.
Marv Albert. If I watch basketball, it was Marv Albert.
I know Dave. Like for me, it's probably Keith Jackson. And then Brent
Go
Musburger.
Cougs.
Like, you're looking live.
The fact that
the granddaddy of them all.
The fact that you
hello,
know.
Hello, Heisman.
Either you know Keith Jackson, who called Joey Harrington's final game as a Duck way back in like 01, 02. I mean, the fact that you know him, but you never experienced the NBA on
Keith
NBC.
Jackson. Keith Jackson called Rose Bowl for the last 40 years, but more importantly, also Joey Harrington's last game as a Duck.
Again, not to make you feel old.
Pay no attention to the Charles Woodson Heisman call in the Rose Bowl. Pay no attention to that. Joey's last game.
Didn't that happen
was
before
Keith
that?
Jackson.
I love that Joey's on the station. He's very nice. I don't remember Joey as a Duck, guys. My first Duck is Dennis Dixon. Like, that's...
Wow. Joey was a Duck.
And the Leaf brother. Is it Brady Leaf?
Brady Leaf was at Oregon.
Yes, Brady was at Oregon.
Brady and Dennis Dixon trading off at quarterback. Those are my first Ducks that I remember. Or Jonathan Stewart. Whichever one of those came first.
Joey Harrington's last season at Oregon is my senior year of high school.
Steven Jackson is my first Oregon State Beaver that I really remember.
That's fine. I don't remember many before him because they weren't very good.
Well, I don't remember the Hujmanzada and Ocho Cinco years. I don't remember
they
that.
They also weren't very good.
My first real college football memories, it's Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and Dale Jarrett and that whole USC crew.
Lendale
White Thunder and Lightning.
I just feel old. I was an eighth grader crying because I couldn't get Joey's autograph at Fan Day. So that's my Duck fandom.
I got Joey's phone number if you want it.
I got it too. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I think we all have Joey's
I text
phone
him from time to time.
Ditto. I've gotten to work with him. No,
I do not text Joey.
I only text Joey.
I hate the Ducks.
If Rob says, hey, you need to text Joey for this, I text Joey. Otherwise, I don't text Joey.
Rob, hey, Patrick, can you text Joey? Yeah, can I borrow your phone?
Joey, Joey might be the answer to who's the most famous person in your phone, and it's probably
Joey.
Oh,
I think he's the most famous person in my phone, too.
It's Joey or Gino. Gino Toretta.
Either that or it's the voice of the pilots.
Ooh, the great Jason Swigard.
The great Jason Swigard. Also, PA announcer for the Hillsboro Hops.
That's right.
I had a phone number with Bill Walton's. Like, it was his voicemail, but I never, ever got a call back.
It's over!
Yep.
We think!
That was such a great call.
Yeah, who else? Oh, I might have Anthony Newman.
I got Anthony Newman.
Do we all have the same people's phone numbers?
I think we do.
Raise your hand if you've produced at 10 of the Fan.
I think
like,
this is,
AO.
I think this is a great segment.
This
like
is
we should just go
radio.
Through our phones and just figure out who is the most famous person.
Well,
is.
I actually was at.
I like you guys are like, this is great. And I'm like, this is bad radio.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay,
but
thank
it's,
God.
I think it's funny.
No, it's funny. No, it's like I was literally at Dutch Brothers the other day. Someone was asking me this, and I thought it was boring just trying to answer it. So this can't be great radio.
Like, how cool are you? Well, I have this person's phone number.
It's like, I'm too old to name anybody you know.
Continuing with this NBC situation and these TV deals, I feel like NBC is going to really start throwing some weight around and try to be somebody that has a lot. They've got an NFL game on Sunday nights.
A premier one on Sunday nights,
which, not because of like commentary or production value or the teams that play, I actually enjoy watching Sunday night football more than any other game throughout the week.
I would 100% agree.
It's a timing thing.
Yep.
And I like Tirico, so I guess it is a little bit of an announcer
thing. I think Collinsworth does a really good job.
I hate Collinsworth.
Really?
But Sunday night is when I want to watch football.
Right. I went on a whole thing about how they have 1-1-1-1-1. They have clearly gone with a quality over quantity type model, and it's been successful. Like, I think that they put on a great football game.
They had a Peacock game that I watched.
Right. I think that they did a great job with all of that stuff. That being said, I think they realize that they need more, which is why they're making the move for NBA. You know, like, we complained about it. What was it? Yesterday, probably 5 o'clock hour, where we said, you don't really pay attention to basketball until after the football season is over. But there are diehard basketball fans and even casual basketball fans where, oh, hey, my team's playing or I've got nothing to do on a Tuesday night, I'm going to throw on the game. And if you're the carrier that has the game and you have the Tuesday-Thursday games or the Tuesday-Thursday doubleheader, that has to be huge when it comes to getting viewers in and being able to sell that advertising money that NBC clearly wants now, because they're not getting it from the TV shows. Gone are the days of millions and millions of people tuning in to your Thursday night comedy shows of Seinfeld and Friends and Grace.
This is another thing. The reason that sparked this thought of NBC trying to, you know, swing it around and take control. The NBC sports exec, so they have the English Premier League.
Right.
He is pushing, quote, continue to push for opening day Premier League matches to be played in America.
Good luck. I don't think they're
coming. It's not going to happen. They won't. It's the English Premier League. They're going to play in England. But that is where I think that's more telling of NBC and where they want to be as a sports entity provider.
Right.
If they think that they can tell the English, who care more about that game than maybe any other country in the world, sans Brazil and Argentina, you're going to tell them that your beloved teams, we don't want Luton and Nottingham Forest. We want Manchester United and
Arsenal,
Liverpool and Arsenal and Tottenham to be played in New York City and LA on the opening day. The gall, the balls on them. That tells me that they believe that this NBA thing is real.
Right.
And their continued agreement with the NFL, the Olympics, et cetera, WWE. Like, a lot of people watch WWE.
WWE is huge. People
and that's all on Peacock.
It's huge. And WWE makes a ton of money.
There's a reason Saudis bought it.
It's really smart. What NBC is doing is really, really smart. They created a quality product, and now they're going out and grabbing the things that are still out there that people will tune into. I don't want to say that it's quite appointment television, but it's television that people are going to say, hey, you know what? Like, it's Sunday night. I need to watch the Sunday night football game. Notre Dame football, I mean, as a single one college, there's no other college that has their own TV deal.
No, it's just them.
That's how big Notre Dame football is, and they have it. And they've always had it. And they're not going to get rid of it. Like, well, they're going to be looked at as better now because everyone makes the playoffs. But what NBC is doing is smart, is they went with a quality brand, and they developed their image as, hey, it's going to be a quality product that I'm tuning into for sports. And now they're going to go out and get the quantity that they need. Because, like, ESPN, and I do feel like when it comes to college football, the ESPN broadcast is the best. But when it comes to most sports, I'd say ESPN is probably the second or third best when it, you know, comes to the announcers and what they're doing and how you watch the game and their pre and post and halftime shows. But what they do a great job is having an enormous quantity of games that everyone is going to tune into something that involves their team. And so then they get their numbers that way, and they're able to charge their advertiser rates more of a quantity as opposed to a quality. If you already have the quality and you can build it up and keep that quality or at least 80% of that with a much higher quantity, I think people are going to really enjoy what they have. The question is do you kill the TNT, you know, Charles, Ernie, Shaq, Kenny? And if you do kill that, I do think that's going to hurt how people view you, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if NBC can push their weight around and actually make something out of this. All right, let's get out of sports for a little bit. We'll hit the news for the next half hour next. But first, Schultzy will finish up our news with sports.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Game's about to go underway for you, Miami and Boston, as Boston looks to close that out. That tip is about to go underway. Also, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars are tied 2-2 in that series. That'll hit 4:30. Doubleheaders in both the NBA and the NHL tonight. But
probably the best NHL series right now, if you're not paying
attention. Vegas-Dallas?
Best one, yeah.
But let's step away from that for a moment. Today is May 1st, 2024. This is time for In the News. Here I am back, your weekend backups reporter with our roving travel, transit, traffic correspondent, Mr. Will Ordner.
I'm cool with weathermen as well. I'll take that. I'd like to be a meteorologist.
They used to get paid so much, but now you don't need the certification anymore.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
The certification of what? Guessing? I took meteorology twice at Clark College. No, yeah, I had to take it twice.
I didn't know that they even had it.
Yeah, they had meteorology at Clark College. I took it twice because I didn't pass it the first time.
Well, so then you probably got an American Weather Service certification in that class, I would hope, because they used to have those for all of them, but no, not now.
I am now a weather expert.
Yeah. There you go.
You're I didn't have to read about it online for 2 weeks.
What are cumulus clouds?
The curly ones.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't think they're the ones that rain.
Today is National Mother Goose Day. Will, are you too young to know what Mother Goose is?
No, that's like the nursery rhymes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Remember, I taught kindergarten yesterday.
All right.
And I know what's going out there. I'm surprised it's not National Justin Timberlake Day.
I was just about to say, more importantly, it's gonna be May.
May.
I'm so sorry. I trampled all over that. Mate. I apologize.
You know, the story about that came out finally.
What?
Why he said it's going to be May instead of me.
What, auto-tune?
No, it was a direction in the studio by the producer. They sang it originally. He's like, it's going to be me. Producer's like, no. That's got to hit.
Sing it some twang.
Yeah, and so he's like, all right.
He's like, I'm from Nashville. It's going to be May.
And the
it's going to be May.
Yeah! Well, that's it.
It's not. They're not wrong. I mean, if he
banger.
Just said
certified banger.
If he said it's gonna be me, you wouldn't remember it the way. Like when you say it's gonna be May, like you know immediately what song you're talking about.
Certified banger.
Great song. In sync.
Again, I do not really want to get into the politics behind this, but would it shock you if I told you most people currently occupying the PSU library are not students?
Oh, they're not?
Are not students.
Shocking.
Do the students
most
know
of the
where
students
the library is?
Have gone home from the protests, and now, well, don't be shocked if they're going to need like a biohazard cleanup in that place.
Didn't they make a deal? Like, this was supposed to end last night, and that is why I would assume the actual students have left, because they said, hey, if you leave now, we're not going to expel you. Not going to, you know, you took part in this, that's fine. So I think, yeah, most of the actual students left last night. Good God.
So now it's just filled with a bunch of Wills and Patrick's.
No, I'm not. I'm not hanging out. I didn't go to the library when I was in college. I'm not going to the library
Damn
now.
It, Will, you could have lied.
No.
I talked about this last night. Libraries are cool places, man.
No, it's not the library. Remember, I am a fence sitter when it comes to this. When I'm on Twitter and I see anything where half the people are going to be upset because they're on one side and half the people are going to be upset because they're on the other, I avoid. I want no part of it, and I'm going to
sit library.
No.
See, you sound like you're anti-library.
Not anti-library. Library's fine, I guess. Like
pro-killing people, anti-education.
No, pro-education. As an educator myself. Pro-education, anti-killing people,
teacher,
probably.
The teacher filling in for this show is telling you that libraries suck and you shouldn't go to them.
Everyone has a phone. Use your phone. Get a
Yeah, dude, I'm going to call the Hawkinson librarian and tell them that you think they should be out of a job.
No, I don't think she should be because does IT. She's great.
What?
Sounds like you're trying to get rid of her, dude.
No, not at all.
Hey, as long as she does two jobs, she's useful to us in multiple ways, and
that
we can pay her as one person.
Speaking of extra jobs...
I don't know her salary.
Speaking of extra jobs, have you been following our wonderful governor here in the state of Oregon, although not our governor?
I was going to say, is it still Kate Brown?
Governor Tina Kotek has been under more fire. Today she came out and had to apologize for basically nepotism and gaslighting everyone into making it sound like it's okay for her wife to be a high-level exec in the government.
Wait, the same thing that Governor Kitzhoffer was basically impeached for and removed from office for?
Correcto mundo.
But what's the difference now? Why aren't... Well, okay, I don't know anything.
Well, they tried to create a bunch of new staff members for her wife, like a chief of staff for the first spouse.
What like, does what the first spouse do?
I have no idea. Like, I know what the first lady does, or the first person, whatever you're doing for the El Presidente, or La Presidenta. Like, yeah. I know what you're doing there. But, like, the first spouse of the Oregon state governor? Yeah, man, I don't know, dude.
She'd go on,
are you like, pulling? Are you, like, looking for sideways teeth from prehistoric salmon? That'd be pretty badass if you were.
Is she doing stuff when it comes to kids' lunches at school?
No, I have to believe that they are taking a paycheck. And that's about it.
I look up first spouse jobs. It doesn't even say anything. Yeah, what do you do? They don't
what
do
would
anything.
What you say you do here?
They just kind of hang. They kind of feel like the royal family. Like, this is our version of the royal family. You just need to marry someone who's going to be governor, and then you kind of hang out and get a paycheck. Coming from me reading a headline and not fully reading the story.
Do you think Kate Brown's at home going, ha, losers, could have had me.
Got out of this, didn't have to deal with it.
Could have had me.
But she literally got the job once again because the guy that was doing this before got ousted out of the position. So it just doesn't
make
any sense.
Could have had me.
She was the first bisexual governor, all right?
It doesn't say what they do. Yeah, I want to know what they do.
Because they don't do anything.
But they get a paycheck?
Yes.
What? The first spouse in Oregon gets a paycheck?
Of course.
Is that true?
Well, if you make them if you give them a job.
Oh, okay. It's just like if you're elected and they just start getting a stipend.
No. Oh, but she gave her a job.
Yeah, trying to give her a job and stuff.
Oh.
That is literally what Kitzhaber did with his, I don't even believe it was his wife. It was like his girlfriend or his fiance at the time.
It was his hot.
Yeah, exactly, his hot. She was swinging deals and giving influence for saying, hey, the governor's office might help you out here.
Office Space is one of the greatest movies of all time. What would you say you do here?
I think
all right,
hang out.
Let's talk about old people being scammed and ziganja. More in the news next. Primetime, 10 A The Fan.
This is The Fan's Window into Sports. A view into today's top stories. Brought to you by Window Nation. Online at windownation.com.
How does winning this game and getting a couple extra days for Game 6 just affect the injury timelines, Giannis and Dame? Is there a chance that is extending this series that you guys, you know, hope to get them on the floor?
I don't know how to answer that. I know I hope. I think they're very, very, very close.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate that. That's Doc Rivers after the Bucks beat the Pacers to stay alive, 115-92. Is there a chance these boys aren't dead yet?
No, and it, you know why? It's why? Because of the man talking. Doc Rivers, dude, loves to lose it in the 6th and 7th.
I hope so.
He loves to find a way to lose game 6.
The window into
7.
Sports is brought to you by Window Nation. This month, receive 50% off all window styles plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home consultation. I have no idea what this song is, but it is hot garbage.
It's, System says Champaign, Illinois.
I can see that.
I don't know what that is.
Is that Illinois University?
Definitely not the Champaign of universities.
The Champaign of beers, baby.
It's like a Miller High Life of country music.
That no,
this is
it doesn't
definitely
sound
not
like
country.
It.
Oh, it's a town in Illinois.
I have a Miller High Life once I get off the
Champaign,
air.
Illinois, dude. That's where
Champaign was invented.
No,
God.
University of Illinois is there.
Are they actually in Champaign?
Yes.
The Fighting Illini. Yes.
I did not know that.
Champaign was created in France, bro.
Like, it is not champagne if it's not in France. It's sparkling wine outside of France,
it's
buddy.
It's special part. I knew that champagne wasn't invented in Champaign, Illinois.
I don't know, man. Sounded pretty convincing to me.
Whatever.
Continuing the news here. Data shows that in 2023... Oregonians over 60 years old lost more than $44 million to internet scams.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
The FBI released, and get this, this report is amazingly titled. It is the 2023 Elder Fraud Report. Basically, there's a division of the FBI to see how many old people believe everything they read on the internet.
Well, dude, have you...
Right, what's the meme? Our parents told us, don't believe everything you see on TV, but they believe everything they see on the internet.
Dude,
shout out Facebook.
It's
Meta, what up?
It's all over the place. Like, I'm not really on Facebook much anymore, but every time I get a notification from my phone every couple days, like, you haven't seen these messages on Facebook. It's all from, like, older aunts and uncles, grandparents, like, did you see this? Can you believe that they're doing this? It's like, they're not doing that. The Nigerian prince doesn't need your money.
From 2022 to 2023, the number of reports rose by 14% nationwide. 14%. The total losses grew by 11% to more than $3 billion.
Yes.
Grandma, instead of giving money to a random person for nothing, why don't you give it to me?
I want to know what those numbers are for younger adults, like people around my age.
They got to be nothing.
No, I think they're higher than you realize.
No, there are. Yeah, there's some sophisticated stuff.
Well, what would you be giving money to?
It's not just the sophisticated stuff. It's like what... So what a lot of people will do is they'll go online and catfish people. And so they'll pretend to, oh, I'm a young hot woman or a young hot dude. You know, I'm now messaging you. You're messaging me. Hey, let's exchange this photo. Let's exchange that photo. Boom. I'm going to send this to everyone that you know. I'm going to post this everywhere if you don't give me money now. And that's not as uncommon as you realize. The other big one is everyone talks about crypto, right? Everyone's a big crypto bro. Or
if you had a picture
this.
Of my dong and were like, I'm going to send this to everybody if you don't give me money, I'd be like, sick, bro. Press send.
Put it out there.
Here's my mom's phone number. She's seen it since I was born.
I'd honestly be like, good luck. Like, no one's going
to
care.
Nobody wants to see that.
No one. But... It's a big difference if you are.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Boobs.
No. I'm saying
if you're hot with the boobs.
But it's also like if you're 18, 19, if you're 20, 21, you're a college kid, you might not think that one all the way through, right?
Yeah.
You might still send them the money. I know people, you know, they get scammed by the crypto bros, the NFT scams. I bet you that number has risen, not just with the olds, but with everybody. I see someone every other day I'm getting a follow now on Instagram or on Twitter where it's like, hey, check out my sick artwork or look at how much money I've made doing this. People fall for it all the time.
Yeah, the old people, it's definitely like the phone or something on the internet, but social media is so prevalent. It's not surprising to see like 30-year-olds getting fooled by this crap too.
Dude,
it sucks.
Half the time it's your friends.
Yep.
It's like guys you went to school with that are like big into... You know, crypto, big into Bitcoin.
Jerk friends.
Right. And they're like, hey, come
jerk
on.
Jerk friends.
Like, look at what I can do with this. Look at what I can do with that. And it's like, well, I lost money too. It's like, whatever, dude. Like, you told me this was safe. And people fall for it all the time.
That's not cool, bro.
No, people... I'm learning as I get older, people really suck.
Dude, people super suck.
And
yeah, I hate the human race. Well, as I get older, I hate it more and more.
I don't hate everybody, because I do believe that most people are good people. But there are more and more people that I'm realizing, and maybe it's my eyes being opened, or maybe it's people are doing this more now because it's easier to do it, but they are not afraid to really steal money from other people because they know they're probably going to get away with it. You know, like,
You're right.
Steal that money from grandma, you steal that money from your buddy, what are they going to do? Like, can they really get the police involved? Are the police really going to be able to find it and save you? I don't know.
Outside of canceling a charge on your credit card or your debit card, which you can't even cancel it on your debit card, the bank has to wipe it. There's literally nothing you can do.
Right. Vancouver Ford text line. This is another good one. Rental properties trick younger people all the time. People will take photos, put it up. I don't know if they're putting it up on like websites like Zillow or rentals.com or something like that, but you know, if you're on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, it's like, oh, hey, here's the rental. Hey, you got to pay $25 to go get a house tour. Then you get out there and it's like, oh, this isn't your house. Like, $25 isn't going to break the bank, but that still sucks. That's you not being a good person.
I'm glad I don't fall into this category. I have no way in any walk of my life that I'm going to be giving random people money.
I'm one of those people that, in that situation, not gonna fall for that. But I've had friends hit me up for, hey, Bitcoin. It's like, all right, well, here's $10. Hey, where's my $10 you said you invested? Oh, it's all gone. All right, sick. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, dude, I got wasted last night.
Like, really, really glad that I gave you $10. Guess who will not be invited to my wedding? And guess who will be invited to my fist in your face?
Dude, you're getting married? Sick,
not
bro.
Not anytime soon. Sick, if I keep losing $10 in Bitcoin. I might be married right now if I didn't give so much money to my Bitcoin bros.
And finally, in the news, the United States DEA, that is the Drug Enforcement Administration, is moving towards reclassifying the marijuana from the Schedule 1 group to the less tightly regulated Schedule 3. Now, if this happens, nothing really changes preemptively, but this is one of the first steps to nationally legalize the cannabis. It would, in theory, put less disenfranchised people in jail, which states love to do, especially if you're not white. This is a move in the right direction, because there is no way marijuana is on the same level as ecstasy and heroin. All right.
Right.
We can all, and methamphetamine. We can all agree to that, right?
Sounds fair to me.
Yeah, it's more on the same level of anabolic steroids.
Anabolic steroids?
Not even that. It's like
class 3.
It's like codeine at that point.
And acetaminophen codeine.
Yeah, we're talking like Tylenol. And I believe I can take Tylenol on like a plane. So as long as it's legal in the state that I am flying to eventually.
Dude, I take edibles on planes all the time.
Well, I do too. I've got but what I'm saying is there will be a point soon, hopefully, that I can just fly with my amazing Oregon weed. Because Oregon has the best weed in the nation.
Oh, man, I already fly with my Oregon weed.
Well,
just don't fly back with it.
Well, but I'm trying to talk about legally.
TSA don't care at all.
We all have tried to skirt the rules, but what I'm trying to say is there will be some rules no longer there that we have to skirt. So nothing wrong with that. I'd love to see this.
All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will get the Hot 5 at 5. Plus, we'll check in on tonight's NBA action, and we will do a little hot corner version style of Fair or Foul. Loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. Primetime, 10 of the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.